The end of the liturgical year is marked by the feast of our Lord Jesus Christ, King of the Universe. That's on November 20th. Then the first week of Advent, the following Sunday, well, that marks our journey to our celebration of the birth of Christ. So how are you going to make this Advent different than previous years? Well, why not let the Holy Family be your light through Advent as you receive the healing power of Christ? In her new book, Behold, a Guided Advent Journal for Prayer and Meditation, Sister Miriam James Heidlin will walk with you as you explore familial wounds with the help of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. Sister Miriam is joining me this morning to share more. Sister Miriam, welcome back to the show. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Oh, good morning, Brenda. How are you today? Glad to be with you guys.
Oh, thanks so much. And thank you for your time. Sister Miriam, I'd like to start with this. Advent, we think about all of these preparations. We prepare the home for the Christmas season, gifts. We are attending church, even confession too during this time. But you don't think about healing brokenness, right? Your own personal brokenness. Why is Advent, you say, the best time to do that?
Well, you know, after I wrote the book Restore for Lent last year, I really was praying about, Lord, what do you want to talk about this Advent season? And I had this kind of an interior kind of vision unfold of, you know, what does it take? How does the Holy Family come around us this Advent season and bring hope and healing to places where we've had different experiences in our earthly families? And, you know, so much of the holidays are about Advent, Christmas, New Year's, about family. And those, we have really beautiful places of that story. And then all of us have places where we want maybe things to be different, or maybe we were hoping for something more, or maybe there's places where we don't even talk to some of the members of our family anymore, whether it's something big or small. All of us have a desire for our family, in the best case scenario, to be happy, to be healthy, and to be whole. And so what the Holy Family does is the family that upon all of our, you know, which all of our families are modeled, is each person of the Holy Family has a gift to give us this Advent season. And that is deeper healing with each member of our families.
Well, during each week of Advent through this journal, Sister Miriam, you're focusing on just kind of a different theme. Can you walk us through each week and how those themes relate to our ability to heal those personal wounds?
Sure. Yeah. So we start, one of my friends was saying, it's very interesting. The book is called Behold because, you know, we gaze upon what we love. And so the first person to behold the mystery of Jesus was Mary. And so we're going to start with Mary. And so the first week we're going to spend time with Mary and spend time with memories and experiences of our earthly mothers. And every single person, including Jesus, who's ever come to earth has come through the womb of a woman. And all of us have spent more or less 9 months in the womb of our mothers. And so much happened there. And as we grew up in our experiences of her love for us, her nurturing, her kindness, her care, her attentiveness, her attunement, and the places where our moms were able to give us those gifts, and the places just out of their own, you know, parts of their own heart where they weren't, you know, able to meet all the places of our heart. And so what Mary delights to do is she delights to bring just the places where our hearts have been hurt or our hearts have experienced less than what was authentic love, to bring that into fullness. And so we spend time with Mary. We spend time the second week with St. Joseph in the same way of all of us have fathers. All of us have biological fathers. And some of us grew up with our biological fathers, some of us didn't. And so what are the places where St. Joseph, as a revelation of God the Father, wants to heal places of our hearts around fathers? In the third week, we're going to spend time with the child Jesus in areas of our own childhood. But what was it like for us really in our own lives to be children, and where Jesus comes to restore those places of childhood? And then the fourth week will culminate in the Holy Family. So bringing our whole family into union with the Holy Family and allowing the Holy Family to heal our families. So my really desire is just a gentle invitation into deeper places of our heart that we could experience true communion this Advent and Christmas, not just in theory or not just watching a Hallmark movie, but really experiencing maybe even in a small way, just a new communion in our families, within our own hearts and in our families.
Well, you will be able to take that journey this Advent with Sister Miriam in her new book, Behold, a Guided Advent Journal for Prayer and Meditation. It is out by Ave Maria Press. Well, let's go into this book because it's wonderful. And you used the word gentle, and it's mm-hmm. just the cover itself. The artwork is that just a very beautiful and gentle invitation. Now, open up these chapters and you have a theme that we just covered. And then when you go through each day and each week of Advent, how is this book meant to be used to guide people through the weeks to the incarnation of Christ?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it really is. My desire is a gentle and simple invitation. So every day the whole week is marked in prayer, and there's a prayer for every day. And there's just a small meditation. And the small meditation just is really an invitation to kind of let your heart be open in certain places. And at the end of the meditation, there's some reflection questions that you can take throughout the day. And my heart is just to give people a place and a space to kind of allow the Lord to start speaking to some deeper places that you can continue to ponder the rest of the day. And it's really important, I think, to whether you journal in that particular book, whether there's journaling space, but also just in your own personal journal or even writing a note on your phone. There's something that happens when we take our interior life and we articulate it outside of ourselves. And that is through writing, that's through sharing it with somebody. It actually crystallizes things and it helps us see deeper areas. And so even if you could just spend a couple minutes a day of just maybe journaling, even if it's just a few words of what you noticed or maybe some desires that you have or what the meditation or the journaling prompt stirred up, I think you're able to see is over the course of Advent, if we're willing to go on this journey, just some deep places coming to light in your heart. There's videos that are going to come with it every week. And so, it's really just kind of making it as easy as possible just to enter in with the Holy Family to experience their love.
Sister Miriam Heidelin is joining us today. She has written a wonderful book for Advent season. It is called Behold. Sister Miriam, we know from listening to your own story and the way that you just engage your spiritual life, you thought, well, if the book is good, I can make it even better if I offer these resources. Tell us more about these companion resources that are also available with the journal.
Mm-hmm. So we will have, you can get a leader's guide that'll come with it and things like that. And so every Sunday, Ave Maria Press will release the video for the week. And so it'll just be me talking to you for a few minutes, kind of overviewing the week and opening your heart to certain things and maybe just things to notice and just to kind of see what happens. I'll also be on the Ave Maria Press Instagram account every Friday at noon Eastern time and to do a live Q&A with you, we're going to talk about the book. So really just a lot of resources that you can go through this book by yourself if you want. You can do a small group. I know parishes that are doing it as a parish-wide Advent project this Advent. So whatever way it's going to help you grow and to help you journey into more of the heart of the Holy Family, that's all we want to do. So there's a lot of resources that come along with it.
Sounds great. It's a perfect companion to as we kind of move out of these COVID years and be able to enter this Christmas with a new heart and just really to heal all of those wounds, everything we just offered up to our Lord. He wants to take those. And your book, Behold, well, it is the perfect companion to help us do that. Sister Miriam, where are our listeners going to be able to purchase a copy and also to learn more about the book through your video resource?
Mm-hmm. You can go to Ave Maria Press and you can purchase from there. You also get discounts if you purchase in bulk. They've given just really great sales discounts there as well. You can purchase the book on Amazon also. And then the Ave Maria Press YouTube channel will have all the videos. And they're also going to push the videos out in different formats, I believe on Formed, diocesan.com. There's going to be different places also that you can see the weekly videos. But the easy place to find it is Ave Maria Press's YouTube channel, and they're going to have everything there. And then also their Instagram account. I'll be on there every Friday. So,
mm-hmm. We always look forward to this Advent and Christmas season. And well, now we've got another great reason to look forward to it through your book, Behold. Sister Miriam, I really appreciate your time today. Before we go, will you offer us a prayer?
Sure, yes. Let's do that in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus, we thank you for your love. We thank you for coming to earth like us in all things. Lord, we thank you for taking everything in our lives into your own life, and we ask that you would bless us. Jesus, I pray for every single one of us right now, whatever we're doing. I just ask, Lord, that you would bless us with your love, with your kindness, with the gift of your family. I just pray in a special way that we could receive Mary, our mother, and Joseph as our father, as a revelation of God the Father and you, Jesus, in our hearts. We ask for just a healing in every way, that we'd be open to whatever you have for us, Lord. And we entrust every single one of our family members to you, Lord. whether we are close to them or far away from them. We ask, Lord, that you would bless them, especially during a time of this Advent. And we ask that our families would become new creations in the love of your own holy family. So we just ask, Jesus, for continued blessings and peace during this time, and a willingness to go with you wherever you will lead us and into your very heart. So we just make this prayer through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. And again, that is Sister Miriam James Heidlin. The name of her book is Behold, a Guided Advent Journal for Prayer and Meditation. I will be sure to add the links that Sister Miriam had talked about to purchase a book for yourself and also to gain access to those online video journals. You can find out all those links on the podcast of this interview at materdeiradio.com and the Hail Mary Media app.